So I'm going to start with the Maine Aquaculture Association. Would you please come on up and introduce yourselves?
Good morning. My name is Sebastian Bell. I'm the Executive Director of the Maine Aquaculture Association. I come from Gardner. Thank you very much for being willing to hear and see me. I see some familiar faces and some new faces. We are the trade association that represents the commercial aquaculturists in the state. We represent shellfish, finfish, and seaweed. And we are a membership organization, so people have to feel that we do something valuable in order to sign our membership dues. And if they don't, they boot me, and they boot us. We have a representative board of directors. Each director is elected to represent a species, a production method, and a company size. So, as an example, we have four oyster growers on our board. One is a very young, new female farmer who is the smallest grower, and then we have the biggest grower as well, and then we go bottom culture, suspended surface culture, a hatchery owner, and a small grower, and that plays out across all of our species groups as an association. We have roughly 190 farms in the state. We employ directly roughly 700 people, and on your handout, you will see on the back page some numbers from our latest economic impact study. Those are low estimates. This is based on a survey we did. We'll release the full study in a couple of weeks' time. There's also some information on the number of people who hold commercial fishing licenses and aquaculture licenses as well. We're seeing a real increase in the number of commercial fishermen who are also using aquaculture as a way to diversify their economic base. And then the front side, you will see the results from a public opinion poll that we have just released this week, and showing very strong support for aquaculture in the public across the state, and we're delighted to see that. And that support has held, even though you may have seen some controversy in the press around us over the years, and there's oftentimes questions about what we do or how we do it. So, I am here as a resource to answer questions for you as the session goes on. I want to thank you for your public service. And I'll end with the fact that 99.9% of the farms in the state of Maine are family-owned, including our salmon farm. So from our biggest farms to our smallest farms, they are virtually all family-owned farms. And we're very proud of that, and I'm very proud to represent the people that I do. They're good, hardworking people who are interested in producing good, healthy food. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Any questions from the committee for Mr. Bell? Yes, Senator Rennie.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
I'm in trouble now, I can tell.
I get so you're releasing the study in full later on,
Correct.
and
Yeah.
I'm assuming samples were taken throughout the state of Maine, not
Correct.
concentrated on coastal communities.
Correct. This
Okay.
was through the whole state, and it was Maine voters.
Yes.
It was Maine citizens that have voting rights, and the particulars around the
And right.
statistics and stuff will all come out with the study as well.
Okay,
Yeah,
thank you.
thank you.
Any further questions for Mr. Bell? No. Seeing none,
Thank you
thanks
very
for your
much.
introduction. And next, I'll call the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative.